you said a person...
Or a penny pincher.
If you said a person was common, what would you mean?
I meant that they were... That they acted crudely or rudely.
Mm-hmm.
They had no finesse about them.
If an old person was still very strong and able to get about, you'd say he's still awfully...
Still awfully good.
Okay.
For his age.
And if a child didn't want to go upstairs in the dark, he might say, well, I'm...
Afraid.
Mm-hmm. And if someone left some money on the table and then left the door open, you might say he was being very...
Careless.
If you said there's nothing wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts a little bit...
She acts a little flighty.
Would you ever say queer for that?
The word queer has been very badly treated,
mm-hmm.
but she would have been. She's a little bit queer.
What does it mean now, queer?
Now it means the homosexuals.
Mm-hmm. If somebody will
there
never...
are two words that it's a shame that they've degraded.
Mm-hmm.
Gay and queer.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're good words,
yes.
Especially gay. It's a, mm-hmm. It's a shame that it's given that connotation.
And I agree completely with that. If somebody will never change his mind, you say, don't be so...
Don't be so stubborn.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody can't take a joke, you might tell him, don't be so...
Don't be so disagreeable, or don't be so...
All right.
So silly.
Mm-hmm. And then you might say, well, I was just teasing him. I didn't know he'd get...
Mad.
Mm-hmm. And if there was... a fire in the building, you might tell everybody, now don't get excited, just...
Just calm down.
Mm-hmm. And if you'd been working hard, you'd say you were...
Tired.
And if you were very tired, you're all...
All worn out.
Mm-hmm. If a person has been well and suddenly you hear he's got a disease, you'd say, oh, when was it that he...
When was it that he... That it hit him, or when was it
mm-hmm.
That he got sick?
Yep. And if he started sneezing and his eyes were watering, you'd say that he did what?
He caught cold.
Mm-hmm. And if it affected his voice and it got very low, you'd say he's...
Got a frog in his throat.
Or...
Horse.
Mm-hmm. And if you go, you've got a...
You have a... Well, that would be a cold, as you...
Well, you're doing what?
A cough.
Mm-hmm. And if you can't hear anything at all, you're stone
deaf.
And a man might take off his shirt after he'd been working and say, look how much I have...
Sweat.
Mm-hmm. A discharging sore that comes to a head is a...
A boil.
And what comes out of a boil?
matter.
Mm-hmm. Then what's in a blister? What kind of liquid?
Water.
If a person were shot in the war, he'd have a bullet...
Wound.
What would you call flesh that doesn't heal right around a wound?
A scar, or a...
It has to be cut out sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know what you'd call it.
Do you know the term proud flesh?
Yeah. Yes, I know proud flesh. They're usually associated with those things around your fingers that get annoying.
Mm-hmm. What is the brown liquid medicine that stings that you put on a cut?
Iodine.
And then a kind of tonic they used to take for malaria.
I don't know.
See what else I know about it. I don't know much else about it. Starts with a Q.
Oh, quinine.
Uh-huh. And then if a person was sick and didn't get well, you'd say he...
He's,
Well, he did. If he's not living anymore, he...
Oh, like if he died.
Are there other ways of saying died?
Yeah, croaked.
Any others?
Kicked the bucket.
Uh-huh, okay. if he...
Or as the black ones say, they took the journey.
Mm-hmm,
They'd taken the journey.
Okay. You don't know the cause of his death. You say, I don't know what he...
I don't know what he died of.
Mm-hmm. And the place where people are buried is a...
Cemetery.